In today's Mishnah, we learn the fifth and sixth Mishnah from the sixth Perek of Masechta Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins: Mishyesh lo bor, if someone has a water hole, lifnim in beito shechavero, in the property of his friend. So again, we've explained this previously, that it's possible for one purchased a water hole in the property of somebody else. Mishnah says, nichnas b'shash derech adam nichnasim ve'yotze b'shad shederech b'nei adam yotzim, that he's coming and going in the property can only really be what we'll call normal business hours, meaning simply during the daytime when more people are going in and out of the property. That is, in order not to bother the owner of this property to get up at night time to open up for him. You'll see why it's going to be important in a minute, but let's just continue with the body of the Mishnah. It says, Venu machnis behem tol mashkim iboro, that the owner of this waterhole can't bring his animals in to feed them there. Elamalem or mashke b'chutz, he simply goes in by foot, fills up with water, and then goes out to feed his animals. And that is because, despite the fact he might have access to go to this water, it doesn't mean he can simply use now this his friend's property for anything he likes. V'zeo zeh lo patacha, v'zeo zeh lo patacha. Both of them, both the owner of the actual land and the owner of the waterhole, would both put locks on it. And that's so, firstly, so the obviously the person who owns the land won't be able to take water without asking, but also so the person cannot simply come and go as he pleases. And in other words, it's both of them are required to unlock and make the water accessible. Now, Mishnimav, Mishesh Logina Lifnimiginot Hashchaver, if someone has a garden patch inside or behind the garden patch of his friend, so he has to walk through it to get there. It says, Nichnas b'shat derech b'nei adam nichnasim v'yotze b'shat derech b'nei yotzim. He's coming and going can also only be during normal hours, like in the previous Mishnah. And it says, V'ein machnis l'tocha tagram, he cannot bring in other traders to, say, purchase some of his produce from this gina. V'loi kanes mitocha l'toch sader acheret. Also, he cannot use the fact that he owns this garden patch as excuse to walk through the front property as a shortcut. And the person who owns the outer patch, Zoreatas Taderech, despite the fact that the person can walk through the property, that means the person who owns the inner one, the person in the outer one can plant things along that path without any problem. In other words, despite the fact, again, he has access rights, one very similar to the previous Mishnah, there are limits placed on it. In other words, he cannot use it for anything he likes. Not the Lord Derech Minatzav, if our Beit Din decided, okay, we're going to give this person an access to his property min hatzad, meaning not through the middle of the outer gina, but rather on the side, and that's bedat shnehem, it's done with agreement of both parties, then it's different now. Nichnas b'shat shehu rotzeh, v'yotzeh b'shat rotzeh. He can come and go as he pleases, because he's no longer damaging the property of the outer gina, because he's got his own access path on the side. U'machnis l'toch tagarim. Similarly, he can start bringing other merchants into his field to do sales there. Still, nonetheless, v'loi kanes mitoch l'toch starecher. Despite the fact he has his own access path and already learned to do more things than had this path been in the middle, now we say that he still cannot use it as a shortcut. Because again, the access pass is only for now, for the needs of the Gina itself and not for other purposes. Now that there's a dedicated path, neither party can plant anything in this access path at all. Unlike the first case where it was in the middle of the property, where the person who owned this outer property would be able to plant on that path. Those are the Mishnah today.